What's up, everybody? This is the Russaholics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendricks.
Manny T.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey,
yep. So you ever notice how serious Drew gets right before we go on?
Yeah.
He's like,
it's like a switch.
Right. This man say, all right, I got to lock in.
Y'all had that on your mind for a while, huh?
Hey, I've been waiting to pick on you ever since last episode and the episode before that. Hey, I'm coming for you now, bro.
Oh, no, I was thinking of my ride. I was like, man, I thought about like starting the episode off with apologizing, but I was like, no, man. I was like, so I listened back to the last episode. I was like, man, somebody probably going to think I'm racist for that dang preacher. I was like, yo. I let my cousin listen to it the other day. They bust out loud. He's like, did you just try to talk in Spanish? Yes.
Was it successful?
No. No. But you see where I was going with my promo, though. Yeah. So, man, how are they with y'all?
Go man, I can't wait till we get video so they can see how you just tried to flex on that.
I swear.
Yeah, I got my imaginary camera over here. Like, you know, doing the house shows.
We just training right now.
Yeah.
We developmental.
I swear we was going to do it this week, but y'all just got back from the Black Expo, so I was just like, dude. Yeah, we got all the cameras separated, so I don't know where these cameras at right now. So right.
Shout out to Indy for the hospitality.
Yes, that was actually a dope time, man. I wish I could have done more. I don't know why I was hoping like something randomly be out there, like a wrestling event or something. But also, yo, it gets tiring driving around here.
For sure.
And I drove down there yesterday to drop a cousin off at the airport, so that was just like, man, I hate this fucking place right now.
Yeah, so you came back and had to go back again and back. Yeah, that's
man.
A lot.
That's worse than me flying from Austin and then having to drive home at midnight.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Oh, I've done that before.
Don't get me started on driving.
Right.
My last 2 years. California and back and Florida and back.
That's a journey.
That's why this year I just got back from my vacation.
Yeah.
You know where I went?
Where?
My living room.
Yeah, I understand.
I had a staycation for the first time in a couple years, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Nothing better than a staycation, though.
It was great.
Stayed in the room in your drawers, man.
Right.
Smoke come back.
Where the laptop at? Where the laptop at?
Comfortable.
Where the laptop at? Where the laptop at?
Chilling. I would get it.
Chilling, bro.
Man. Where do we start this week, man?
It's a big week.
Big week.
Friday was wild.
Friday was cool. SmackDown starting to finally do something.
Yeah.
They must. I feel like they tapping in with us, man. They just don't want to admit to it.
I think they got someone listening to our podcast.
I swear, every time we say something,
it pops off.
I swear,
man. I'm gonna start some controversy soon. get this popping.
But let me start off with this. Friday night happened, and then Saturday, a podcast was recorded, and then it was released yesterday. The Pivot had Cody Rhodes on it, and out of all of the podcast or all of the interviews the Pivot has done, RC had me rolling in this one. This man took Cody's belt off his shoulder like it was his own.
Man, I must be nice. He was just there, just chilling with the belt. I'm like, hey, listen, my man's. Hey, give me back my belt, bro. You're a little too comfortable.
RC threw it up on his shoulder and was just holding it there. He put it in his lap. Didn't want to give it to Channing.
Like he put his breath on his and just started rubbing it. I'm like, yo, bro, you got to chill. Like, you don't see nobody doing that with your Super Bowl ring.
Right. He did make the comment, too. He was like, you know, I'm going to let these two hold it because they don't know what it's like to hold a championship. Right. I'm like, why is he always roasting Fred and Chan on that?
I'm going to be like, all right, bro, like, well, you got a problem with me? Like, why you got always mention that, bro? Like, we get it. You won. Y'all had a successful team, bro. Don't down me in my career, brother.
Hey, I mean, it's not his fault that he was on probably one of the best defenses in history. I mean, they made up so many league rules because of him, Troy, Harrison.
It's crazy because people really thought Polamalu was the bigger hitter between them.
No.
I was like, no, it was Clark.
Yeah, Ryan Clark would be putting the boom. It's just Troy had so many phenomenal hits.
So this is kind of random. It's kind of a little bit off subject. Could you see Clark in the WWE?
Yeah,
I could.
Oh. 100%.
Yep. Did you know Friday night was his first WWE event?
No, that's why I was like, dang.
All three of them.
All three of them.
Yeah, and they talked about the atmosphere being so much higher than what they expected. They didn't expect to walk into something like that.
Well, yeah, definitely this generation. Well, can we say 5-6 years ago? Like, nah, You wouldn't have got that same feeling. No. You would just felt like I'm at a WWE event. Oh, this is dope.
Right.
Who's the GM? Cisco.
Right. You ain't see Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Halliburton fighting.
Yeah, bro.
That was wild.
It's kind of good to see actually something like that because, like, man, y'all seeing the good times right now.
Yeah.
Like, if you was watching, but we were struggling back there watching.
Hey, them Thunderdome years was a struggle.
It was rough.
I kind of like Thunderdome a little bit just because I was like, okay, y'all really trying to give us some material while we all on lockdown.
Right.
So I appreciate that. I appreciate them doing the random champions.
Yeah.
Like Braun Strowman.
They were very creative.
Braun Strowman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, thank God. Now, in the near future, we got to see be a title contender. See what you can do now. We know what y'all can do. Right. Stay mid-card, brother. Let me stop before I see this dude in person.
That's a big dude.
That's
too.
A big yeah. Hey, that's same. A big son of a
I got your back too though, cause like I ain't feeling Braun Strowman. So
yeah, I'm
just, he's kinda getting washed out again.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it at all.
I'm getting Big Show vibes.
Yeah.
That's sucks.
Literally exactly like he just got a random problem with the Judgment Day. Like yep. Just come back like, oh, I got a problem with the Judgment Day. I'm a pick on JD McDonagh.
The like, smallest okay.
one. It's only yeah. because their heads are the same size.
Yeah,
yeah, it has to be.
That's crazy because every time I do look at JD, I'm like, yo, this dude got a big ass.
I'm
head.
Very glad they didn't because remember he had that qualifying match for Money in the Bank.
Yeah,
I thought to myself, man, he better not win this damn match.
Shit, if he had hit, but everybody would have.
Could you imagine him cashing in on Damian though?
I'd have been pissed.
Yo, that would have been crazy.
He don't even need to be in the match, let alone win.
See, that's crazy. I felt like that when they had their War Games.
Yeah,
I don't think he should have been in it, but I mean, hell, y'all build it up now to this.
Remember,
point.
At the end of the day, we're criticizing the character, not the actual human being.
No, because
I'm talking my shit. Let me stop.
He's gonna bring all 5 foot of his head in here and fight you,
right?
Bro, that's a concussion right now, stunt, bro. Like I said, every time I watch, I'm like, yo, that's a big ass head.
And if you notice, the first thing that hit the ladder was his head.
That's true, and luckily. He's not in the Money in the Bank, so we ain't got to deal with that.
Right. Thank God.
Speaking of Money in the Bank,
yep,
we got some bold predictions, some future ready? Predictions. We got 5 matches on this card.
All fire, too. Like, yeah. I'm a fan of this card. It seemed like it just came together, like, in the last week. I mean,
yeah,
it did. Just had the end of the qualifying matches on Monday. Raw. Yeah. So.
I think I would want to start the show off with the men's. Well, no, I take that back. I want to start off with the women's. Let's get that one over with. That might sound crazy. But I want to get that one over with. We got Io Sky, Chelsea Green, Lyra. I cannot say her last name, Valkyria. So I'm not going to. Valkyria.
You now,
when you hear some,
look,
when you hear someone say it, it's different. When you're reading it, listen, it's not like I'm delisted. But Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, and Zoe Starks. I'm looking at this. I kind of want to bounce off what Dedrick said to us in the group chat this week. Said Naomi, he had that pick. I thought about it. It's kind of hard. Like, I do want to see her get there. I'm like, yo, it takes off her achievement list. But I want to say I got 2 picks.
Make them both.
It can't be 2 winners.
One and one.
I know. The one I want to see get it is Chelsea Green.
Nice.
That's who I want to see. I'm curious because say if she wins or loses, like, with the cash in, I just want to see what she does with this opportunity with the suitcase.
So I kind of have Chelsea Green too, but then I have also a 1A because Chelsea Green kind of reminds me a lot of Mella.
Mm-hmm.
And more outspoken, more like Karen-ish,
mm-hmm.
but she reminds me a lot of Carmella. But my 1A is actually Naomi because
okay.
I watching the backstage promo was her and Bayley. I would love to see them mix it up again.
It seemed like a foreshadowing, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. So I would that's my 1A, but my people's choice is obviously Chelsea Green because she's Chelsea Green and she's hilarious.
Yeah. I just think like just seeing like promos with her is very entertaining. Like I don't know how to say, like, I don't want to say believable, mm-hmm. but it's just like, oh man, it's like she really know how to catch your attention with her promos. And then also her being with
Piper.
Yeah. Thank you, Manny. I almost said the other one. I don't want to disrespect her like that.
You can call her Dewdrop.
Don't yeah. call her Dewdrop.
Yeah, I hate that name. That's why I was like, oh, man, I don't want. You see, I paused on
right.
There.
You said,
Yeah, and them two being together for some reason, I didn't think I would like it, but I do. I'm like, okay, I guess it's a nice fit.
They work real well together.
And could you imagine Chelsea running around with that briefcase?
Oh, be hilarious.
I can see her doing it, like trying to cash it in.
Yeah, if Chelsea Green wins, she is definitely not winning.
No.
It'll definitely be a failed cash in. But I think it would just be hilarious.
It would be a worthwhile one.
It would still boost her character because it still gives her, like, she still missed Money in the Bank.
It is her character, though. Yeah. If you think about it, it is her character. If she loses, it's perfectly that's her 100% character.
100% her, exactly.
And then also to even go with that, I'd love to see how they'll get her to win the title.
Yeah.
Like, what's the way she'll win?
Yeah, and if she was to win, yeah.
Oh, like that would be wild.
And imagine the crowd.
Oh, they'll lose. Imagine it would go the crowd nuts.
When that casting happened.
Wait, it's in Canada, right?
Yeah, Toronto.
Yep.
All
right. Yep. That's all you needed to know.
I'm going to run with that. That's all I'm saying. If y'all know where she's from.
Yeah. Right.
So my wants, the unfortunate part is you got to, like when you make predictions, you got to separate wants and what do you think is going to happen.
Right.
So obviously I want Tiffany Stratton to win. That's my favorite wrestler in this match. I just think it's a little early. I think it might be a little bit early. There's a couple people that I think deserve a nod. And y'all both have said both their names. I think if we're creating a line, you know what I'm saying, on who should be next, who deserves it more. While I love Tiffany Stratton, Naomi and Chelsea Green deserve it more. Chelsea, they both literally, and so like both brought back, you know, with the fresh start, but have spent time already on the main roster and have spent time in the company. So like, I think you got to get in line. I think Tiffany Stratton would be great. But her time will come. She has plenty of time left. Yeah. So, with that being said, I would love Chelsea Green to win. But I'm with Manny. I think that foreshadowing that happened on SmackDown with Bayley and Naomi backstage, I think that was a little foreshadowing on what could happen. You know, she hasn't got to do a whole lot since she's been back. She was in the Royal Rumble. She's had a title chance, but didn't work out because Tiffany kept being annoying and interfering and messing stuff up for her. So I think Naomi grabs that briefcase and becomes Miss Money in the Bank.
Oh, man. Yeah, and it's not like I don't want to see her. Let me just say that. I'm just like, dang, I mean, is it that time?
Yeah.
So to piggyback off of what DC was saying, so Naomi left. She didn't get fired. Mm-hmm. Her contract was null and void when she walked out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So she didn't get fired. She didn't get released. She pulled a quote unquote Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
She left. She went out on her own and did her own thing. She became TNA Knockouts, I believe. TNA Knockouts champion.
Yep.
She did her own thing. She literally carved her own path back to the WWE.
That's right.
So for her to win Money in the Bank
and then
to cash it in on maybe Bayley. Oh man, it would be full circle. It would be perfect for her.
No, something. Damn it. See, now y'all got me thinking. I'm like, okay, it's another way I'm looking at it. And obviously,
this is a pick that changed this past Friday because she wasn't even in it.
Right.
So I'm looking at it also as like, might be a shot at AEW as well. Her friend that she left with. Her friend that she left with is a champion over there.
Double champ.
Yep. Then also, it doesn't help that she's over here saying everything AEW is doing good for her. Like, okay, now this return, like someone's doing better.
Right, exactly. And that wouldn't shock me that, I mean, because WWE knows and is aware of everything that's said. So I'm sure they heard what she said and they're going to be like, all right, bet. You'll see.
They seen those ricochets?
We'll see.
Oh my gosh. Damn.
Yeah. Sorry.
So,
I can't find the gunshot, but I'm going to leave that one alone. Mess around with birds.
Manny and I got Naomi, and you got Chelsea Green. I like Chelsea it, though. Green. Good picks.
Mine. So, this next one, this is a good one to me. Sami Zayn versus Bron Breakker.
Oh, it's time for him to break out.
It's time.
Yep.
Don't you ever say that again.
It's time.
Time for him to break out.
It's time for breaking.
It was too cool with that shit. Time for him to break
out. It was smooth, wasn't it? Smooth like Codigo Tequila.
Oh. No, I can't pronounce say that, but yeah, all right, bro. All right, you got me.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm taking Bron Breakker. I think this man is, he's on a rocket. He's spearing the life out of everyone.
Yep. Dude is a baby face. And he's not even supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because he's just that damn good. It's time to give him the title.
Yeah, put it on him.
Yeah, I guess I was also like thinking before he came, I was like, man, I ain't going to put no title on Bron Breakker this quick. I'm like, well, he doing his job right now. I mean, I see little flaws, but nothing where I'm like, no, he don't need a belt.
Hey, and if this was their plan, man, perfectly cooked. I mean, chef's kiss to this storyline, because the way he was left out of matches and left out of PLEs, man, you have to be a next level genius to think of that stuff, to be able to make that stuff translate into reality and have this man pour his emotion into it.
Like, all right, bet, you left me out of King of the Ring tournament, bet. All right, I'm about to spear and break everyone on the roster.
Right. Oh, you left me out of the Money in the Bank, bet. I'm about to just take everyone out now.
Also, I can tell WWE was having fun with these camera angles because they stay showing him running around the ring. This is like 2 weeks in a row they didn't show the same angle.
Sammy got some ups, though.
Yeah, I give him that one. I ain't think he could do that.
El Generico right there. Yeah. He went way back in the Wayback Machine.
I can't even tell you the last time I picked Sammy to win. Maybe at WrestleMania was the last
time. I think the last time I picked him was...
I think mine was about two pay-per-views ago. I haven't picked
him. Probably Backlash.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. I probably picked... I mean, I imagine.
Like, I didn't think this run was going to be this long, to be honest with y'all.
I didn't either. Mm-mm. I've picked Gable.
Yeah. That's crazy. We did.
And it's crazy because I think we all wanted him to beat Gunther, which I believe we all picked. And then afterwards, we're just like... Yeah, we need someone else.
Yeah, this wasn't what I thought it was. Yeah.
It was just a good pick to get rid of the belt off of Gunther.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yep. RIP to whoever that guy is, because where did he go?
Facts.
Ain't even seen him.
Yep.
I ain't think about that.
Yeah.
So, Braun Breaker for the Intercontinental Championship, that's my pick. I mean, plain and simple.
I think it's unanimous on that one.
Clean sweep.
All right. I feel bad how I'm about to say this, but I'm not a big fan of this match, and we all know how I feel about triple threats all the damn time. So we got Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline. If you heard that thump, that was my phone on the table. Boy.
You know you ready for this banger, the main event.
I swear to God, I might skip it. No, I'm lying. I'm not going to skip it because I'm going to listen to Cody Rhodes' entrance first. Then I'm going to turn.
You don't, but we don't know what three is going to face RK Rhodes. I'm sticking with that, bro. That sounds so nice coming off the RK coming Rhodes. Off, yeah.
I'm not saying that, man.
I just hope they don't stay long enough for us to try to come up with the name.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Right.
I hope it's over this Saturday.
Man, bro, they got arrested Friday night. Them boys got escorted back to their vehicle by the boys in blue.
It's funny because every time I watch these dudes, I keep on saying this, like the same thing. When these two start wrestling together, I don't know why I say it every week. Like, I haven't been watching. I'm like, yo, I keep on forgetting these dudes as a tag team. Like,
I think what it is they're trying to keep as much of the load off of Randy as possible. Because I honestly think he re-injured his back.
They're also keeping him as close to Cody for that turn.
You seen that too?
Possible.
Yeah.
You seen that too? Mm-hmm. All right. I was just making sure I wasn't the only one that caught that.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, it's like, quit looking at my girl, bro.
This match is trash. Yeah. There's only to me, there's only one result, and that's why it makes it so trash.
So Bloodline?
Yeah.
Bloodline.
Okay.
That's the only way you get solo Cody and at SummerSlam.
And we get the enforcer pinning of all people.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens.
I thought you were gonna say pinning Cody.
Yeah. No. I think
he could pin Cody.
You think Jacob will pin Cody?
I think Solo could pin Cody.
Which one?
That's how we get the match. And that's how we get the match at SummerSlam.
Yeah, Jacob Fatu.
Is that the one?
That's Tama Tonga. Okay, okay. Jacob Fatu's always walking around like this.
Do that again.
I hate that shit. Man. Every time I think about that moment,
it sounds like a gremlin, bro.
It's crazy. They stopped doing that too. After that 1 week, I never see him do it again. But
he did it at the acknowledgement ceremony.
Oh, why is he doing that? I don't want to hear that acknowledgement. Thank you.
It's like when them gremlins get wet, bro.
Wow.
I thought he was opening a bag of pork rinds over there. Like, dang. Ain't even sharing, bro.
Dang.
I'm glad we didn't record. I'm not doing that on camera.
No, Jacob Fatu is the one that he's walking around always looking like he's got sour candy in his mouth.
Yeah.
Boy, these dudes here, man.
Yeah, it's got to be Bloodline.
All right. Yeah. I'm with that one, then. Also, the last one before we get to the Money in the Bank, Damian Priest versus Seth freaking Rollins.
Man, this was tough.
Yeah, because
there's a lot of stipulations to this, too. That's what
made it tough.
I went back and forth.
That's a good idea, though. They got us thinking now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Stipulation is Seth Rollins wins. Damian Priest leaves Judgment Day.
Yep.
Damian Priest wins. Seth Rollins can't challenge while Damian Priest is still the champion.
That's correct.
I've gone back and forth because I've thought about that. That stipulation makes it really difficult to make a decision because you're trying to think in the near future where the storyline is going to go after that, if one of the other wins. I feel like Damon said it, like, the Judgment Day doesn't need him, but let's be honest, the Judgment Day still needs someone like a face.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see, like, a Finn Balor being the face of Judgment Day. But
I can't see Liv Morgan either.
Yeah. because now I'm thinking about, all right, where is Rhea coming back in all this? It looked like she going to be against Judgment Day when she gets back, but also you're looking at the other things of also if Seth, I mean, yeah, if Seth loses, what does that really do for him? I mean, it's not a bad loss.
If he loses, it'll be because of someone. He's not just going to lose to Damian straight up. So he'll probably feud with whoever made him lose.
Now you make me want to look back at WrestleMania at what stuff that happened.
So I have Seth Rollins winning. I just don't see how Damian Priest and Gunther is exciting at SummerSlam. Mm-mm. That's your second biggest pay-per-view, maybe third, arguably. But it's big. That's a big pay-per-view. It's as big as it gets.
Oh, I forgot Gunther won King of the Ring.
Yeah, like, and a lot of people have. So, like, you got to remember, whoever wins that match faces Gunther at SummerSlam.
Okay.
So, like, Damian Priest, Gunther, like,
I'm also thinking, like, cool, you think WWE probably, like, okay, I don't think they look at it bad. Well, I think it's just time for Damian Priest to just get rid of the title.
That too. And just the Judgment Day right now with the way everything's going, it really progressed or regressed, however you want to clarify it, in the last week. Because, like, now Finn is starting to speak up to Damian and be like, look, you ain't the same.
Yep.
Like, this things are changing.
I feel like we've seen this.
It changed real quick this past Monday. Yeah. So the combination of that and also, but the main thing, like I said, I just can't see Gunther Damian Priest being a co-main event or a big time match at SummerSlam. I think you got to go bigger, and I think Seth Rollins and Gunther is a way bigger and way better match.
And okay. I've got Seth too, because I think this is going to set up Damian leaving the Judgment Day, Rhea coming in and being like, throwing her hands up and be like, what the hell is going on? And then her going to find Priest and Priest being like, look, I can't help you. I can't not help you, but I can't tell you what happened. And then those two, and then you get those two against Liv and Dom, mm-hmm. or not even Liv and Dom, Liv and Finn. Mm-hmm. And then you get these two feuding. Rhea's going to fight for her belt and, you know, obviously Finn and Damian for what, like control of Judgment Day or something like that.
Boy, it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. Well, an interesting weekend. Let me take that back. I'm not going to lie to you. I made my decision, like, right now. Just hearing y'all out, I'm like, yeah, it does make complete sense for Seth Rollins. I think mine is more just thinking of the work Damian Priest did. I was like, no, why don't we give him a SummerSlam win or lose? But like I said, it makes sense. It'd be a bigger card for Gunther and Seth. So my pick is Seth Rollins.
And I could see Damian Priest losing because of Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, Drew is on the hunt for everybody.
Drew lost it all. He ain't got nothing else to lose. So.
He's an orphan right now in the WWE world. That's if you want to think about it. It's an orphan. Let's call it what it is.
Hey, Uncle Howdy, if you're looking for someone else.
Yeah, he's looking pretty homeless over here.
Next on the list.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Side note, before we get to the last match, that new tape, when they cut that, oh, man, and they were... I could clearly tell that their first target is Chad Gable.
Oh, for sure.
Because the way he said that you had your family and you treated them like dog crap, not verbatim, but, and I was like, okay, is he talking about Jay? But then if you listen to what he's saying, he's explaining how Chad Gable treated the Alpha Academy. And I'm like, man, they gonna kill this dude.
What I loved about it too is that also is a message that hits a lot of different people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you look deep, the next target could also be the Judgment Day.
Yep.
Ooh.
And they're right on Raw, too.
And it could be Jay, too, because Jay left his family. They say you left your family. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I think they're going to be baby face, though. They feel like a baby face. So, like, I think it's going to be heels that they go after. So, I think it could even trickle to the bloodline, even.
Ooh, I could see that.
Yeah. So, like, I think that's what I loved about the message is it creates so many different paths. It gives them a mission statement.
Yep.
Gives them a purpose. I'm really loving. I know it's only week two.
And they're...
But I'm in.
And they're not, like, soft
either.
You can tell they're aggression-driven.
Yeah. What I just want to see, this is just me personally, I would love to see, other than just Bo Dallas talking, I'd love for them to, like, trade and let Joe Gacy talk in one.
Oh, man.
Let Dexter Lumis talk in one. alternate and let them all give their own.
I don't want old girl talking.
Why not?
No,
Sister Abigail.
You can't understand her that much.
No, keep her quiet. Just keep her quiet for a little while.
Maybe that's her character, though. Maybe she don't talk.
Let her bite. Yeah.
Maybe she's the one that don't and just does all the delivering VHS tapes.
Right. Let her bite somebody.
Yeah. So I found out. I found something funny on the interweb. Did you say let her bite someone?
I love how he just recognized. He just thought about
what the hell?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah,
what is she? She Angelica or something?
Most definitely bit people back in school. Right.
Like, dude, if you look at her character, you can't tell you she like sneak up on you real quick.
Right, fucking grudge ring style.
Did that noise again? Drew the noise.
Hey, we can just start clipping his noises.
I swear.
Drew with the noise. You know, Dexter Lumis has spoke more words on the show Fargo than he has in his career in WWE.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, they're hiding in a mask. Like, maybe that would make him a little bit more comfortable. You know what
fair.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fair. They're like, let them bring awareness to their characters too. That way, it's not just all Bo Dallas. That's right. Just me though.
Yeah. Oh boy, boy.
All right.
You
ready for this?
Yeah.
You ready to get to it now?
Yeah, I'm ready to get to it, man. Hold on, let me pull it up one more time. All it's right, the hardest man. One. So it the is. Next Money in the Bank match. This is the men's. We got Jey Uso, Carmelo Hayes, Andrade, Chad Gable, L.A. Knight. Yeah. Drew
McIntyre. I love how only y'all two did it. That just shows that I am not feeling L.A. Knight in it.
I only did it because I like the catch line. I was about to yeet, but he went too quick.
The L.A. Knight, I just felt it, but yeah.
I feel so left out. Like, y'all did it in unison, too. I'm just sitting over here like, nah.
I'm not even cool with that dude. Like,
what?
Oh, you're right, man, but. Yep, that's the one, man. I don't even know how to start off with this one. I really just want to tell my like who I think.
Who you got?
I got Jey. Like it's. I think I'm really just curious on what he could do in that role.
Mm-hmm.
Another accomplishment. It's not a title, but it's. I mean, closest thing. I won't be surprised you lose that one too. But.
So I've got a little bit of an angle. I came up with this after Friday night, after all of the shit that went down. Sorry, pardon my language. I don't give a fuck anymore. We've been cussing on here for nonstop.
Yeah.
But so, all right. So hear me out, right? So Friday night we had the bloodline ceremony. We had everyone give their acknowledgement to our new head of the table, Solo Sikoa. We had Tama Tonga talking in Tongan to Solo. We had the infamous, I like how they use his real life, you know, Woes as his title, Tangaloa. Mm-hmm. And then we had the now entitled enforcer, Jacob Fatu. And then we had Paul Heyman, who this man was like shaking in his suit. And then Solo's like, you know, I love you. I need you to acknowledge me. And then he pulls out the Ufala, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he hands it to Paul. And I swear, Paul was about to start crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching it progress, and Paul says, I acknowledge that you are not my tribal chief.
Crazy.
And then the big old Samoan spike struck Paul down, and they went to work on him.
I am very surprised Paul Heyman okayed that segment.
Yeah, and then...
He was too old to be...
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And then they...
I am.
He took that Samoan headbutt off the top rope, mm-hmm. and then the
and Tongan... And got put through the table.
Yeah, and then the Tongans drug him out, and then that's when the wheels started spinning.
He needed that.
Hear me out. We've got two people climbing the ladder. Those two people are L.A. Knight and Jey Uso.
Mm.
We get this guy in a black hoodie popping up and pulling L.A. Knight off of the ladder.
Mm.
Removes it, and it's Jimmy staring at Jey.
Mm.
And he's going like this. Grab the case.
See, my only thing is, like, listen, Jimmy, you got about another damn time to be ruining my chance at anything.
But it's Jimmy...
I like
sacrificing that. For his like brother that. Because now we have the Usos again.
I like that.
And then we get to the bloodline match, the 3-on-3 match. And yes, I picked the bloodline to win, but we get the Usos pulling away the Tongans, and it's just Solo and we'll say Cody. Say he does pin Cody, but it's just them 1-on-1, and Jacob Fatu interferes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how. So we've now we're getting the wheels turning.
Yeah.
Now we've got the Usos back together. We've got Cody and Solo feuding for SummerSlam. We've got Jacob Fatu, the Enforcer, who's going to essentially do the same thing Solo did. He's always going to have Roman's back. And I know I said Roman because Solo always had Roman's back no matter what. So, you know, Jacob's always going to be in Solo's corner no matter what. Fast forward to SummerSlam is when we get the return.
See, I love that scenario. My only thing is I think it's just moving quick.
Yeah.
And I only say that because I am pretty 90% sure that we're getting a war between the Bloodline and Bloodline 2.0, whatever you want to call it.
The new Bloodline.
At War Games.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if they do that now, how are they going to keep, like, I don't know.
Well, you figure we've got 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
In between Money in the Bank and SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got another 12 weeks to build from SummerSlam to Survivor Series. We've only got three people, and they've got four.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives them time to finally get their feeding back together to work out any issues that they have amongst each other. Because remember,
do a couple weeks of them just like, I don't know if I trust you, bro.
Right.
Like,
I mean, Jimmy screwed Jay over how many times? Yeah. Jay turned his back on Roman and left the family twice.
You think Zilla joins them? Or do you think he's gone?
No, I think Zilla will join them because think about it. You've got one of his family members portraying his father.
Yeah.
So he don't like that.
Right. So he could oppose that.
Yeah. He's like, whoa, I'm the heir to the Samoan spike, not you. You know,
I like that scenario, to be honest. I actually do. I really like that.
So
that'd be a good way for him to win too.
Yeah. And there's your 12 week filler.
Big crowd pop.
Oh yeah.
Big crowd pop. So real quick, before we make our predictions while we're on the Bloodline. So since Paul Heyman's not going to be their wise man, who's going to be their wise man? They got to have one.
Well, I've seen a suggestion of who was Omagus. I'm not. It wasn't his wise man, but the dude that used to be.
Oh, Estrada?
Yeah, they brought him up in one.
No.
He got to be like 60, not like 70.
I mean, hey, man, he can fit the job.
Yeah.
But no, seriously.
I think you just go simple. You just get Rikishi.
That's who I was thinking. It's Rikishi.
It's got to be Rikishi.
I mean.
Can I see Rikishi doing this?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Can we see him consistently?
I could.
Oh, yeah. You know who, you realize the group that he was a part of, right?
Yeah.
It was him and Haku. And he was Haku's quote-unquote wise man.
Yeah. So it all comes for a circle.
And this man is so, what is the word I'm looking for? He's so strategic and putting out his tweets and his his little posts.
I've been following it too. That's why I say it.
This man, he said, "Hold, I don't like what I'm seeing here."
Mm-hmm.
He says,
and now he loves it.
Yeah, and he's like, "I like what I'm seeing here." And then he is the marionette. He is the puppeteer. This man is pulling all the strings because he didn't like Paul Heyman either.
Right.
He didn't like how Paul Heyman was controlling Roman. He didn't like how Paul Heyman controlled everything when Roman was the head of the table. And now he's like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
He's like, this is my cup of tea right here. Yeah, we know why. We ain't blind. We know what Rikishi did. Hey, I did this all for you.
Keep your eyes peeled. Keep your eyes peeled.
I mean, I'm keeping it in mind now.
So I think we all got Jay, though. Do we all got Jay? We all got Jay?
Hey, the real one.
So I want to be clear. I definitely want Carmelo to win.
Oh, we know.
I want Carmelo to win, 100%.
We know you do since last year.
It's really hard to imagine both Money in the Bank winners being on the same show.
Right.
Like, I can't imagine that happening.
Yeah, because they can't. They would essentially.
And the only, looking at Raw's women, it would only be Lyra, Zoe, or Io.
And we need, I mean, Io two-time.
Yeah, but
so LA Knight?
Lyra don't really make sense.
No.
Too early. Way too early.
We know how I feel about that one.
And Zoe Stark, absolutely not. I mean, I ain't going to lie. I like Zoe, but I'd be low-key pissed if she wins the Money in the Bank.
She'd be another one of Kehlani Jordans?
Only one. It's like, it'd be like Kehlani winning the North American Championship.
Can't wait
first.
To get to that one, by the way.
Like, I would not be very excited at all. So I got Jay, man. I want Carmelo, but I think Jay wins it. I think he's the one that gets it on Raw, and they finally give him what he deserves to cap off his complete overness.
I just want to see Jimmy. My bad, bro.
I really hope that happens because that'd be dope.
Bro, it'd be wild.
Let's see if it happens, man.
Let's do, before we get out of here, let's do rapid fire NXT Heat Wave.
Okay, because y'all two going to do the rapid fire. Hey, I got, y'all know Drew didn't
feel it. I wanted to take Javon Evans, but I got Trick.
I got Trick retaining as well.
I got Lola and her subpar promo. Bro, she them feelings got to her, but she tried to hold it back. But I got Lola winning.
Yeah, that promo was horrible.
Yeah, I did see that, though.
It was horrible. Yeah, but I got Lola dethroning Roxanne.
Yeah, plus that slip was killing me. Mm-hmm. I got Obafemi. I don't see the whole David and Goliath thing playing out well. Yeah. I mean, I love Wes. Wes is one of my favorite NXT superstars right now, but I don't see David and Goliath in this scenario.
Wesley don't need the belt again. He's already the greatest NXT North American champion.
And that's saying a lot because Melo held that belt.
Oh, for sure.
Adam Cole held that belt
multiple times. So yeah.
Roderick Strong. I mean, the list goes. The names that held that belt. Oh, yeah. And for Wesley to be the best one.
Yeah, he don't need it again. No. Obafemi retains.
I think he's putting Oba over, honestly. Mm-hmm. I got the People's Champ winning Sol Ruka.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I got the People's Champ.
I don't think so. I think Kalani retains. I think they're really trying to build her, and I think they're gonna give her a nice little reign.
What is there to build, though? Like, they had nothing before.
I mean, I agree, but they wouldn't have gave it to her to lose already.
Yeah, but
they would have just gave it to Sol already. They would have just gave it to her to begin with.
Man.
Sol, it's tough.
Sol was on the rocket ship before.
I agree, but they see something. I don't see it yet. So maybe,
I must be missing it. I mean,
I am too. That's how I feel.
After that street fight, I thought Jada should have won it.
Facts. I mean, I've been saying that.
And Meechan coming out with "We Are." Oh man,
fire. That match was fire.
Yeah,
that should have just been for the North American title right there.
Right. Like, really? And then I got Chase U
getting the belts.
Yep. Because you can see fragmenting inside of Axiom and Frazier.
Yep. I think Frazier's getting ready for the next step. He's already doing WWE speed with the main roster guys.
Yep.
So, yeah, I agree. Chase you. So
that's disgusting. But whatever. I'm not
gonna start. I want to hear your boys came back on Friday, all right? Yes, boy.
So we just agreed on every match except, well, we didn't agree on the North American title match.
No, we got one more. We got one more that was just added Tuesday. Petrovic and Ariana Grace JJ and Nyx.
Yeah, it's gonna be Carmen and Ariana.
Yeah, it is.
That match even got added.
I got JJ and Nyx though. Just because. Over here walking around, she has got the dashing mask on.
Yeah.
Quick question.
I was gonna say I'm just waiting.
I got my hand raised.
Yes, Drew. What would you like to ask the question?
Oh, Joe Hendry.
Nah, no
joke. No,
all right, man. So this has been the Wrestleholics podcast. Yo, listen. Yo, so you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Also, y'all definitely remember to tap in with us at Wrestleholics.com. Make sure to read Manny's articles and Dedrick's. Andrew has not come yet.
I only got one article up.
I got two. Shout out. I just posted the first midweek mindset with Manny T. It's a little rough, but we're working through it.
Shout out, because I was like, huh, okay. So somebody trying to outshow me now. All right.
And I was on vacation.
Take my damn show.
And I was on vacation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that tripped me. I was like, oh, so you got time.
bro. Hey, Austin was. We was chilling in Austin.
But, man, yeah, definitely, man. Appreciate everybody for listening, man. So, yeah, this is the Wrestleholics podcast. We'll get back with y'all.